principle that I've heard a lot of motivational speakers use is that to become successful, you should mimic successful people. I've had the fortune of being around a lot of successful people in my career, and there seem to be two extremes. On one extreme are the people who have been successful, but primarily because of their own selfishness. They would be successful in the world's eyes in terms of finances, money, how much they make, the house, car, all those things. But in reality, it is a sense of driven selfishness, focus on themselves, focus on what they do that made them or contributed greatly to their success. On the other hand, I've also been around a large number of people who, both in the world's eyes and not in the world's eyes, would have been considered successful. They were considered successful, I believe, in God's eyes, maybe not so much in the world's eyes, and sometimes in both. And I think the attribute that really does attract me the most would be the one called selflessness. The most successful people I've seen in business that can balance both the world's view of success and what God would call us to success are those people that master the art of selflessness, putting the other first, putting other people first, customers first, employees, partners, suppliers, always looking out for the best interest of the other. That's the way Christ was, and I think that's what he would have us do, is to always look out for the best interest of the other guy. That sense of selflessness is a powerful, powerful tool. And if you get it, it actually becomes the most selfish act that you can possibly do, because in the end, the rewards of heaven, the eternal rewards, are great for those who put others first. Hope you have a blessed day. This has been a Kingdom Encouragement from Kingdom Companies.